Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to touch on the subject of competing on price and why that is such a futile mindset that's just pretty much going to undermine you, and it's going to undermine your business in the long term. In our paid battleground group, there was a recent message thread going on, and the root of it was a member who is feeling pressured to compete on price. He's been in the group for a while. He started off kind of vanguarding his post by saying he understands why we shouldn't compete on price. He understands why we always are preaching to people to do their best to avoid competing on price. Yet, he was still kind of falling down the rabbit hole against some guys in town and just wanted to discuss it. So, you know, long story short, like most of us, this guy was buddies with a competitor, and his jobs that he was pricing were coming in, it was like 20% higher than his competitor. And he was struggling with, in his own words, he said the end product was more or less indistinguishable between the two companies. And he's wondering, how can he justify his price to a homeowner when he's like $5,000 more or whatever it was than this other guy? And to make matters worse, he was also comparing the guy's schedule because he was booked out deeper into the summer than himself, and was just kind of beating himself up. So, you know, there's the usual subjects that came up in the responses there. People saying, oh, build your brand, make sure you find the right customers, you know, have content that is always supporting the differences and the services and all this stuff that you do, maybe directly addressing the price difference with customers up front so they're not left wondering to their own devices and imagination. All that is good shit. I, of course, just dropped into my standard mantra on this, which is three basic points. The first is give zero fucks about what anybody else in the market is charging for services. If you know your numbers, if you truly know your production rates, you know your material costs, you have your overhead dialed in, you know what your net profit goals are, your salaries and your overhead, all of this shit, you know what you need to charge to stay in business and to make the margins you need to stay in business. And at that point, it just becomes real simple math. So that leads me to my next point, is that you have to act like you're the only guy in town. It's like there's fucking painters on every street corner in this town. Every time I drive around, there's a new truck. I'm like, where the fuck did this dude come from? And a long time ago, it used to kind of get me down. It's like, shit, this is just an endless parade. Market prices out there. There's always somebody cheaper, which is certainly the case around here. But then I adapted that mindset of just being the only painter in town. And once I did those two things, once I gave zero fucks about market price and all this other crap that we strangle our growth with. Once I realized that none of those other ass clowns driving around in their vans were a threat to me or my business, I was able to do the third thing, which is the key to selling at the prices you need to. And that is just to deliver them with absolute confidence. Not only just the way you present it, if you don't believe it in your heart, sure as fuck, your customer isn't going to believe it as well. And it all circles back again to our other main preaching point that I think Tom's hammered home about 40 million times over the last year alone. And that's know your numbers. Know what it costs you to run a job so that you can sell a job at a price that's sustainable. Anyway, the thread kind of kept going back and forth. And the original poster kind of came back with a comment that it was kind of stuck in my fucking side a little bit and kind of irritated me. And it came down to two points he made. He said, one, I'm the best in town. I build the best product of anybody in this town. And actually, I'm not going to deny that. This person's an amazing craftsman. So whatever, he's fine making that claim. But the second one, what really rubbed me the wrong way was when he said that he needs to validate himself by comparing his business, prices and everything to others. So let me repeat that. He validates how he runs his business by comparing himself to others, yet he's the best in town. I don't know about you, but when I'm trying to compare myself to somebody, I'm trying to do it to somebody that at a minimum is on my level, but more often than not, like if I'm paying attention to one of my competitors or somebody else in the business world, it's somebody that I'm aspiring to not only like be, but more likely aspiring to surpass. And so I'm just looking at ways to pick them apart and fucking destroy them. But what I'm not doing is looking in the rear view mirror and looking at people that I've already blown past, guys that are charging under what the market will bear, guys that are delivering maybe not the same level of service, and guys that just frankly have different goals. You know, it's like, I got two kids in college. I'm 52 years old. I'm at a certain point in my life. It's like, I'm not going to compete on price with a 25-year-old kid hotboxing an apartment with six other dudes because our economies are very different. And so what that guy is charging for a paint job, I don't care if the quality is the exact fucking same or if it's even better than mine, is irrelevant because I know the math that needs to happen to make Dan's world work. And that's the reason why I operate by those three codes when it comes to pricing, of zero fucks about what others are doing, delivering my prices with confidence, and acting like I'm the only dude in the room. Because as far as my financial goals, my personal goals, my business goals, I am the only dude in the room. So with that, I will leave you. I challenge you all to, if you see yourself undermining your own success, negotiating against yourself on price because of some perceived competitor in the market, or just thinking that you're charging too much, dig into the math of your business. That will justify whether you're on the right track or not. And then follow your heart and make it fucking happen. With that, I appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week on Friday Fails.